this game.
For a really long time. I had what I needed. And then the girl walked in.
I put a spell on you.
I know you're doing something big.
So what about the big con?
You mean the one where we make so much money we all retire?
You see, there's a science to getting people to trust you.
Do we have a deal?
Yes, we have a deal. I cannot believe you lied to me.
You can't believe I lied?
Can't believe
it. Oh, that's so rich from
you. That's what you want to say to me?
Yeah, because you're always lying, Nikki, and now we're dead.
Okay, here's the deal. Will Smith is back from the dead, or at least his career seems to be. However, even with the attention given to his new film Focus, he's nowhere near where he used to be. In Focus, Smith plays a con man who befriends a ridiculously hot but naive grifter and takes her under his wing. In true Hollywood fashion, he also can't resist betting her and playing emotional games. This comes back to bite him when they stumble into each other in a huge con that is meant to bring millions. While Smith and his co-star Margot Robbie from The Wolf of Wall Street look good on screen, their chemistry is only so-so. The movie itself is a needlessly convoluted and too-perfect con game with few twists that you don't see coming from the opening credits. It's not a terrible movie, but it seems substandard for an actor who used to be the biggest box office star in human history. Ultimately, Focus feels like a stepping stone movie from Smith in the mid-90s rather than his comeback vehicle. Focus gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.